Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 5, Episode 150 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we come back after a little break. What can I say? There's been a number of reasons and factors that have led to me not being able to record very much over the last couple of weeks. Still getting over a little bit of illness, then stuff getting very busy and very crazy at work, illness in family, which has kept me up quite a bit, meaning I've struggled to record in the mornings when I normally do. A half-term holiday, which in the UK is like a week in the middle of a term where you have a week off from school, which for me is lovely. It's a week off work, even though I've got lots of stuff to catch up with and do for work, but then also kids are off, so it's just a bit different out of the routine and habits and things like that. So it's just been a bit of a mental couple of weeks, and this week looks no different, but trying to get back into the routine of recording my study, because this is an interesting thing actually, which is why I'm recording today rather than the usual tomorrow for the Come Follow Me study, which I will do. Obviously, tomorrow we usually start on the Tuesday for our Come Follow Me study. And Monday, until recently, has been kind of a day off recording my study, if you like. But in the past, I did used to kind of record something different that I was studying. And that's no different today. I wanted to record today, originally, because I was going to finally record some impressions. What is it? About two... probably almost three, in fact, well, it's pretty much three months after our British pageant experience. I was going to record some thoughts around that, but I want to actually record something a bit different. Yesterday, I was able to give a talk and lead some of a fifth Sunday discussion, and there was also a talk before my talk about study and learning and teaching in the gospel, basically, overall. And what I found interesting was something that was shared by the other individual, which led me to think about something that I was addressing in my talk and then in my part of the fifth Sunday discussion as well. And it comes from a talk by Brother Jan E. Newman, given in this last general conference. Now, we were talking about study of the gospel individually and as a family in the home. And something that was said was about how, and it was just an offhand comment, this brother in his talk said about he had to record, like, he had to have a pen in his hand, otherwise his mind would wander when he did his study. And that made me think of this podcast for me. When I came off my mission, I realized that on my mission, I'd developed excellent study habits. One, because there was a set aside time. You know, that was what we were doing and there wasn't anything else planned in that time. But also because I had, for the first time really in my studies of the gospel, had a pen in my hand to record or write things. And because I was recording things down, whether or not I would go back to them, although looking back at them now, you know, over a decade later, is actually quite interesting and helps me to see what my thought processes and things I was learning back then were like. It's the actual just process of writing it down that was useful for me. And so I started trying to do that. Although having a different kind of lifestyle after your mission means that that becomes a bit more tricky. It's interesting to me because I realized that the importance of recording what I studied was there, but finding the time or finding the energy sometimes to write things that I've studied, I was finding it awkward. I mean, because I don't know about you, but I very rarely write things by hand these days. So I was starting to find that tricky. So that's what led me to kind of doing a blog and trying to type it. But getting my laptop out every time I studied was becoming awkward, and waiting for it to boot up and open up the blog and things like that. Plus, typing itself wasn't as useful, perhaps. And then phones kind of developed, and I realised I could try and blog on my phone. But again, the process of typing such a long entry every day on my phone, you know, well, I thought I'd probably over time injure my thumbs, most likely. So again, that was a good idea. And perhaps it's something I can go back to. I mean, actually, I'm thinking now and realizing that kind of voice recognition taking notes, or software that uses voice recognition to take notes has developed so much further. I could actually just record down what I study whilst I do the podcast. Yes, it may come out a bit odd here or there because I won't be checking every single word. So you know how occasionally those kind of softwares have a bizarre word in there every now and then. And of course, punctuation will be a big issue. It'll probably just be one long continuous prose with no sentences. But it will still be an interesting way perhaps of looking at how to record study outside of with a pen and paper, writing it down. This, of course, then led me to the podcast, which, you know, looking at the numbers, I know is not listened by hundreds and hundreds of people around the world. But it is listened to, for a start. It is listened to by, some people. But for me, the biggest resource for this is for myself. And again, will I listen back to the, well, it is hundreds still. I think I have reached thousands of episodes. Let's just have a quick check, shall we? 1,380 episodes. This episode's at 1,381. Will I listen back to all those thousands of episodes? Possibly not. Will my posterity? Maybe. It's hard to really tell in a few decades' time what's going to happen, but I presume this will all still be stored and kept on where I've uploaded it to. But also what's interesting is it's the time of focusing and talking through my study that is of most value. Of course, if others read it and if I read it and if my posterity read it later on, brilliant. But I think what the point of this podcast episode is about today is the importance of study and the way in which we record it. I mentioned the talk by Brother Jan E. Newman. It's a really good one. There's not a particular quote I want to share out of it at this moment. But the fact that is that, and I might come back to it later, but I'd encourage you to study. He says, here's a good quote that I can share with you just to round this off. Quote, "So what does it look like to feast on the words of Christ and hear him? Well, it looks like whatever works best for you. It might be gathering with your family to talk about the things the Holy Ghost taught you in your scripture study using Come Follow Me. It might be gathering each day with your children to read a few verses from the scriptures and then look for opportunities to discuss what you've learned as you spend time together. Just find what works for you and your family, then try to do a little better each day." Close quote. The way we study, the way in which we record things in our study and do the study is not important. What is important is that we are consistent and that we try. I've noticed perhaps a dip in my focus on my spiritual aspects when I've not been recording this podcast. Not a huge amount. I've still been reading the scriptures. I've still been studying a few other materials. I've got study plans set up on my gospel library and things like that. But the depth to which I've pondered and reflected or kind of thought about the things I've studied has definitely been noticeably different when I've not been recording the podcast. So you're pleased to hear I'll be hopefully continuing this, presuming I get the sleep that I need and presuming that everyone stays well now. That'll be the plan going forward. So thank you for joining us today. Until we meet again.